One of the constant themes in the story of the 10 plagues as recorded in Exodus is Pharaoh's hardened heart. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." But Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not listen to them, as the Lord had said. The Lord does not cause some people to reject his love, grace, and mercy, but he allows them to have their desires. Pharaoh, like many people today, simply had no desire to acknowledge God's power and majesty in spite of the evidence. His trusted advisors, the scientists of the day, confessed that they were powerless to do the works which God performed. Today, where the First Amendment promises freedom of religion, that freedom is narrowly defined as the ability to worship as you please. But you cannot bring your religion into the workplace, as we have seen as various merchants and artists are sued for refusing to go against their convictions concerning marriage. What good is religious freedom if you cannot live according to your beliefs? Science and academia will not even allow the idea of intelligent design, of traditional marriage, and a higher power to be discussed. The basics of religion are not only ridiculed, they are suppressed. Can we not debate the ideas which go against the modern narrative? That is the same hardness of heart expressed by Pharaoh. We believe, teach, and confess that all who are redeemed from sin and death by the death and resurrection of Jesus are given that salvation only by God's work. We also confess that all who are condemned because they rejected God's gift of forgiveness. May our Lord grant us hearts willing to hear and trust in Him alone. Amen.